بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we come to the last inshallah of the series on Choose to be Happy, which deals with facing difficulties and the way to do that in a way that is beneficial for us inshallah, instead of becoming victims of that calamity. As I mentioned to you, the key is to develop resilience when we are faced with disastrous disruptive change, and that is three steps to that: face the brutal facts but do not lose hope, number two, make sense of what is happening, number three, improvise your way through the mess. I dealt with all of that. Now I want to talk to you about a very important thing which consists of what we should do on a daily basis, and that is how to strengthen yourself. In that, the number one way to strengthen yourself is prayer. It is dhikr, it is salah, it is dua. It begins with the tahajjud. Remember, this is the time to make the tahajjud a fard on yourself and to make it a habit that you will inshallah do until your last day. Ensure that you wake up 1 hour or 1.5 hours before the time for Fajr starts. The only way that you are going to be able to do that is to sleep early. So make sure that you are in bed and asleep by 10 or 10:30 in the night, and it is then easy for you to wake up inshallah. As I'm saying, wake up an hour before or an hour and a half before the time for Salatul Fajr starts. Pray tahajjud. Alhamdulillah, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was to pray 8 rakat. You can pray as many as you want, 2, 4, 6, or 8 in twos. And then read one juz of Quran before Salatul Fajr. And then go to the masjid, pray Salatul Fajr, make zikr, make lots of dua in tahajjud. And after Salatul Fajr, this is the strongest, most powerful thing to do, because that means that inshallah, give or take a few minutes here and there, you would have spent 2 hours every day before you begin your day in asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for success, in connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there's no way you can go wrong with that. So make sure that you make your salah, your prayer, into the strongest routine of your life. Number two, have a strong daily schedule, which starts with making your bed. Make your bed, because even if you have a lousy day, when you come back home, your bed is made, and you don't come back to a room that looks like a tornado has been through it. So make your bed, polish your shoes, keep them neatly arranged, ensure that your cupboard is neatly arranged with everything in it in the right place. Make sure your bathroom is clean. Do all of these things yourself. Make a strong daily schedule, right? Very, very important. There's a wonderful speech by one of the commanders of the Navy SEALs, who talks about this, and he says, make your bed first. That's the first thing you do. You want to be disciplined, you want to be a winner, make your bed. This is what I learned in school, in boarding school. This is the first thing that we did, and so I'm sharing that with you. Look at that video as well. I'll ask Umair to put that link also in this podcast. Number three is exercise, especially aerobic exercise. This is extremely important, extremely beneficial. Go for a walk, go for a run, do it in a gym, do it outside, whatever you do, but make sure that you do at least 1 hour of aerobic exercise every day. Let not your day pass without doing that exercise. Number four, exercise also releases positive hormones. It releases hormones in your blood, which are very good for your to fight depression, right? It make you feel positive, it make you feel energetic. So these are exercises extremely useful and beneficial for that. Then eat healthy and eat well. This is very, very important that we, especially if you are at home, more than likely your life is more sedentary. So eat healthy and eat well. Don't binge. Don't do eating as an escape from mental stress. A lot of people just eat and eat because they are feeling stressed. Don't do that. Make sure you eat healthy and you eat well. Don't binge on sugars and carbs. Eat protein. Make sure that you are eating well. I'm not saying necessarily that you go on this or that diet. That may not be necessary. But please, don't let your health pay the price, because no matter how many aspirations you have, if the body is not with you, you will never achieve them. So make sure the body is taken care of, and eat well. Don't starve. Don't let your energy get wasted because you're not eating enough. So eat enough and eat healthy. And number five is positive company. Believe me, there is nothing more powerful than positive company, than good friends. And there is nothing more negative and worse than bad friends. People who are negative, who are talking negative stuff all the time, who are blaming this, blaming that. One of the most useless conversations that you should completely avoid is conversation that is about politics. Today, that is one of the most common things. The whole time we are talking about politics. Remember, for the average person, that person has no impact on that politics. What you believe or you don't believe makes no difference whatsoever to the actual situation on the ground. What it does is it drags you and your heart and your soul down into the dumps. What use is that? If you are interested in politics, when the time for voting comes, go and vote for somebody worthwhile. Other than that, in today's world, in the countries we live in, we have no impact, positive or negative, on politics. So don't waste your time talking about that. Today, this is one of the biggest topics. The whole time we are talking about politics. Many people are talking about politics of other countries, for God's sake. I mean, you're not even in that country. You're not even a citizen. What difference does it make to you? And if you really are talking about situations where people are being oppressed, the Rohingyas and this one and that one, in Tahajjud, when you stand, talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about that. Because the one who can make a difference is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about it. He knows it. But you show your loyalty to your cause by asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help for those people. By all means, do that. But don't waste your time talking about politics with your friend. Second big thing, which is also a major sin and which gives your good deeds to that individual, is to talk about other people. Once again, more than likely, that conversation is negative. You are either mocking somebody, or you're laughing at somebody, or slandering somebody, or you are backbiting somebody, or you're blaming somebody. Don't do that, because once again, that is a complete and total waste of time. Not only waste of time, it is completely negative, because you are going to give away your good deeds to that person. Now, why would you want to do that? It is haram in Islam. It's like eating the flesh of your dead brother. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually mentioned that and said that in so many words in Surah Al-Hujurat. Go read the ayat. So make sure that you have friends who, like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, friends who remind you of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, friends in whose company you think about the akhirah, friends from whom you can learn something, right? Positive friends, not negative friends. Friends who will encourage you. Friends whose lives are worth emulating. Friends who are doing things, learning things. So when you look at them, you are inspired. And then very importantly, get off social media. I am sick and tired of talking about this again and again. Please get off social media. There is not one single thing worthwhile happening in social media. If you need to message somebody, have just one messenger, just use it only for messaging. Don't forward stuff. Don't look at videos. Don't do everything is 100% negative. I have never seen anything positive coming out of it. And even if there is some positive thing from somewhere, it comes at the expense of a million negative things. It's not worth it. Get off social media. Delete all those apps, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, WhatsApp, everything. Remove it, remove it, remove it. right? I have said what I had to say. It's up to you. It's your life. I want to share with you something that somebody called Jack Butcher, this is a tweet that he made. He said, a quick hack to feel terrible all the time is to tie your happiness to a metric you cannot control and stare at that metric all day. A quick hack to feel terrible all the time is to tie your happiness to a metric you can't control and to stare at that metric all day. Now, this is like watching COVID infection and death toll and numbers all day and forgetting that you are breathing fine while watching it. So be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and me. And don't waste your time looking at negative things, and don't waste your time talking about negative things, and get out of negative people and get out of negative friendships. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you, bless you, be pleased with you, and never be displeased with you. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.